All right, guys. So welcome to step five of the 25 steps to building a successful brand. And it is the most important, in my opinion, because without this, like, you're really not going to get anywhere. Facts. I mean, I honestly don't even feel like making this like a 25 steps. If it was for me, they're all number one because they're all important.
Facts.
But if we had to put one on a pedestal, mm-hmm. like, this one would be it. And it's having patience, mm-hmm. having patience, like true patience. All right. T has his three words that he goes by. Mm-hmm. He'll talk about that in another video. Mm-hmm. My three words, I'll talk more about in depth in a different video, but it's basically ideas, execution, and patience. And it goes back to, like, you referenced the first video. I mean, we're talking about vision, purpose, and we're talking about action plan. Mm-hmm. And now here we're at patience. Okay. Because it's cool to have an idea. It's cool to execute it. And it's like he was saying, people execute for like a day mm-hmm. or two, mm-hmm. or they buy the camera, but they don't have the patience Facts. To learn how to use it.
Facts.
And it's like, without patience, like, I can't emphasize this enough, you're never going to get to where you're going to get. And ultimate patience is like, when I say patient, I don't mean a couple months. I don't mean a couple years. I mean, like, have patience for like 10, 15, 20 years in life.
Facts.
There's a guy who I follow a lot. His name is Patrick B. David, Valuetainment. Look it up on YouTube. Literally just put Valuetainment. And he has so much content on there talking about what it actually takes to build a business. Mm-hmm. And he talks about, like, people who are the part-timers, the full-timers, and the all-the-timers. And part-timers are people who dedicate to their craft for a year or two. Then you have the part-timers who dedicate to their craft for, you know, maybe 8-10 years. And then you have the all-timers, which dedicate to their craft 20 to 25 years. And when you look back, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, mm-hmm. Carlos Slim, the guy from Sara, like, these are like the four or five richest people in the world. Sam Walton mm-hmm. from Walmart. They've been building their companies for 30, 40, mm-hmm. 50 years. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and they're what? All the timers.
All the time.
They're all the timers. So understand that if you want to get to that level, it's minimum 25 years in.
Minimum.
Like having the patience of understanding. And we, yes, you know, things are starting to get easier these days and stuff. You have access to resources. You have access to a course like this
Facts.
To make it easier for you. But let me say this. There's two things that I live by, right? And one is that you can have all of the knowledge in the world. Mm-hmm. Your dad and your uncle could be, you know, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and whatever, but you're still going to make the mistakes.
100%.
Like, I know so much. Before I started the business, I was listening to personal development 6, 7, 8, 9 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't give a shit at school. Like, that's all I was doing. My earbuds, mm-hmm. boom, listening, car rides, listening all mm-hmm. the time, listening. And I still went and made the same damn mistakes that they tell you not to make. You're still going to do them. Mm-hmm. So, like, understand that even as much knowledge as you have, you're still going to make the mistakes and just have the patience to go through them and know that, like, another basic example is like camera. I know all of my camera settings, mm-hmm. right? And all the time I'll come back and I'll be like, damn, I forgot about this. Right. Damn, I forgot about right, that. Right. Damn, I missed this.
Right.
So it's like, I also have to have the patience to know, like, you know, I'm going to miss some things sometimes.
Right.
Even like what it is. So it's like, I don't know how to emphasize this enough, but like without patience, like, you're just literally going to get nowhere.
Facts. And I mean, man, they say it takes 10 to 15 years to become an overnight success. Yo, I couldn't, like, you know, that's so true, because it takes time, man. This is a long-term play. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. This is not something, building a brand, a personal brand, especially a personal brand, this takes a while, because you are literally every day educating people on why, you know, educating people on why they should really rock with you. You are instilling, you know, who you are, your morals, vows, every day to someone new. So people will follow you to the end, you know, to the end of the road. You know, I always tell people, like, I'd rather have 1,000 followers who support me than 1,000,000 followers who are just maybe. And that comes with patience. That comes day by day, literally working and grinding, you know, letting people know who you are, you know, and building your legacy, building your brand. And so people will learn to rock with it, because you're building community and building a community. And in order to build a community, that takes time. Think about it. Rome was not built in a day. And they're building. Rome was built step, brick by brick, you know, whatever, what have you. And so in order to build something, a community of people that are going to rock with you, you need to be able to touch one person at a time. Luckily, we have the internet where, you know, one video can go viral and then your life changed forever. It can be, it can speed up the process. You know what I'm saying? But
you still got to have patience, to have the consistency to keep going. Because people have that video, that hit, and then they do nothing, and then you're irrelevant the next day.
Fact. That's 100% right. And so, like, literally having the patience, you know, again, to keep going and to really know where you're going. It all stems back to your vision and your purpose. You see how we did this in order? It all stems back to that. And you got to understand that, you know, that your time is so valuable. And so when I did my first six figures online, a network marketing company, I showed you guys, like, I was literally on my little brother's friend's couch. You know what I mean? And it took like, 6-7 years for this opportunity to present itself. And I, you know, it really stems back to like, it presented itself. I took advantage. I saw it. It was perfect. The perfect time it was there. I saw it, went hard, and then made my first six figures online. And that's what happened. But you got to, when you're thinking about the law of attraction, you know what I mean? I'm sure all you guys heard that. You know, it's never on your time. You know, the universe, God, whatever you're listening to, whatever you believe in, that is on its time. It's like
big nuggets.
They'll know when you're ready. You know what I'm saying? The universe, God, he'll know when you're ready. And when you're ready, that's when you keep going. You're going through the mud. You failed. You know, you've hit rock bottom, but you're still going. That's when God, the universe is like, he's ready. And that's when the opportunity presents itself. And then once it presents itself, you just know. And then you take advantage of it. So that's why you must stay consistent and have patience with your brand and whatever it is that you're building.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much everything. Like, there's no more that we can emphasize. So, again, if you guys have any questions, don't be afraid to email us. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you on the other video. Peace.